The Bible is not primarily a book of rules. The Bible is not primarily a set of instructions or a magic lamp that'll grant all your wishes. The Bible is primarily a story. The Bible has all these little stories. Maybe you learned a bunch of them in Sunday school, but all of those stories come together to tell one much, much bigger story. It takes every story in the Bible to tell this bigger story. It's the story of a prince who sets out to reclaim his lost treasure. And the best part of this story is that it's not just a story. It is true. It is real. It is history. And you are a part of this story. You are the lost treasure. It's time for us to tell the story, all of the story. This is one story. Chapter 1. Longing for something better. In the beginning, nothing. No light. No darkness. No space. No time. No tickles, or penguins, or flamingos, or mountains, or stock options, or father saying, "Because I said so." Just nothing. Nothing. Except God. And God said, "Let there be light." And suddenly there was time and space and light and darkness. And there was morning and evening the first day, and God saw that it was good. Day 2. God creates the atmosphere and sets waters above the entire earth, and it was good. Day 3. God creates dry land and puts every kind of vegetation on the planet. Soft moss and towering redwoods, apple trees and peach trees and dandelions and tulips. Every plant sings for joy at its creator. And God saw that it was good. Day 4. God gathers all the light of the sky into the sun. And he creates the moon to grace the night with light. And he puffs up his cheeks and blows out the stars, all the wonders of the heavens, all the glories of the night sky. And God saw that it was good. Day 5. God fills the air with flying creatures. Dragonflies and pterodactyls, ravens and eagles, hummingbirds and bats fill the sky. God scatters every swimming creature in the seas and lakes and rivers. Blue whales and dolphins and trout and bass and tadpoles and jellyfish. And God saw that it was good. Day 6. God creates the land animals, elephants and velociraptors, cats and wolves and mice and monkeys. And God saw that it was good. And that God pauses all his creating and he speaks. "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." God sculpts the very first humans, and he exclaims, "Poetry." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God scatters the wonders of the stars in the blackness of space. No poetry. God knits together the majesty of the blue whale. No poetry. God constructs the power of the Himalayas. No poetry. But here, in these humans, here, in the crown of his creation, God shouts his pleasure. And then God sets them to rule over all of creation, to be stewards of the land, to tame the world to the glory of God, to go and explore and settle the land. Can you imagine the adventure that God created for them? This was the beginning of everything, and it was all good. No, not good. After God created Adam and Eve, the very first humans, after he completed his work, he looked over all creation, from the Andromeda galaxy to the molecular makeup of water. And he looked over everything. And it was very good. This is our story. But something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Something has changed since chapter one. To find out what changed, we'll need to read chapter 2. But that comes next week. For now, we need to know that we are broken. It's not something out there. We don't need to look out there to know we're broken. Look in the mirror. Is there any way at all to get back to chapter 1? Is there any way to reclaim that very good of the beginning? All creation cries out in pain. And we're a part of that creation. We are just as broken as anything else. And every solution we come up with is just as broken. It won't work. Whatever the solution is, it'll have to come from outside of all creation. Because everything in creation is broken. In the beginning, there was nothing but God. The main character in the story of the Bible is the main character in chapter 1. God. It's not about you. You are not the main character in the Bible. God is. And he's the hero of the one story of the Bible. He is the prince who searches for his lost treasure for you. This is the scarlet thread that runs through the entire story. It's not you. It's Jesus. Knowing how broken we are, knowing how diseased we are, knowing how evil we are, and choosing to do something about it. That beginning where everything is very good, you cannot recreate it. But Jesus, he was broken for us to make us his own, to take us back to what it was like in chapter 1. What you see today isn't the beginning of the story, and it's not the end either. On the last day, on that day the last chapter begins, Jesus himself will return. The one who created all things will come to his creation and restore it. Not just your body, not just your soul, but all of creation. Those he bought with his own blood. Those who trust Jesus and only Jesus for this restoration. He will restore our bodies so they function the way they were always meant to. And he will take your soul and make it function the way it was always meant to. So that you will be good, the way he always intended. And all of creation, which has been groaning out in pain for so long, will be restored. The lion will lie down with the lamb. This is the beginning of the story. This is chapter 1. And this story is true.